The purpose of the protest is that the constitutional change that has been done a few days ago is unconstitutional, is an infringement of the current constitution, and many infringements have been recorded. The first one is because the National Assembly that made that change of constitutional law is out of its term. Its term ended end of December last year. And there are article of the Constitution, Article 144, which says that no change of the Constitution cannot occur when the Assembly is during an interim period. Another article of the Constitution, Article 59, says that any change of presidential status or presidential term limit or anything that is about the constitutional provisions around the president cannot be done otherwise than by a referendum. And there were no referendum, just the assembly decided to change the law, whereas they were out of term.
Is it my understanding that the new constitution limits the number of years that the president can stay in power, or does it increase the presidential term of office?
It's a complete change of regime. They say it's now a parliamentary regime instead of a presidential one. And there are two major changes. The first one is that the president will not be elected anymore by a vote. The president will be elected by parliament members only. The second change is that the president will have no power. He will be just like he'll be in power for one term, 6 years long. But he will be the president of the party that will have the majority at the assembly. And as long as his party will have the majority at the National Assembly, he will be the chief of the government, and he could be there forever. He can stay in power forever.
Was there a constitutional referendum or debate before this came to pass?
No, not at all. The law has been introduced to the assembly by end of January. It went before the law commission last week and submitted to the plenaire, the gathering of the assembly one day, and at 9 before midnight it was voted. There were no debate at all.
So if the opposition said they're going to protest, when do you plan to start the protest?
Yesterday there were a press conference to explain to the press what is going on and all the infringement that has affected the protest. And this conference press has been forbidden. So now, as we are going to a legislative election on the 20th of April, this could be the only way to protest, because the electoral campaign will be 2 weeks before that election. This election will be turned into the referendum against the unlawful constitution that has been given to Togo.
Besides protest, as you mentioned, the elections are coming up in April. What other options are available to the opposition?
The other option available to the opposition is to make sure that the Togolese people goes to poll and vote massively against the candidate of the parties that has been in the parliament today, which are those who has made this constitutional change to send them out of the National Assembly and change the law and revert back to the constitution that was in place before what they have done. And the constitution cannot be changed that way overnight without any debate of the people.